scale of the abnormality is so staggering that it can actually become numbing. It's all too easy to fall into reflexive habits, to treat this as a normal campaign, where both sides embrace the rule of law, where both sides are dedicated to a debate based on facts and the peaceful transfer of power. But that is not what's happening this election year. Those bedrock tenets of our democracy are being tested in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War. It's a test for the candidates, for those of us in the media, and for all of us as citizens.
And we are, I mean, I know it sounds like hyperbole, but I think your opening is so correct that we are essentially, as Neil put it, one vote away from the, sort of the end of democracy as we know it, with checks and balances. And to say it's an imperial presidency that would be created is frankly saying it would be a king. He would be criminally immune. And that is what is so shocking, is how close we are, and we are really on the razor's edge of that kind of result, but for the Chief Justice.
Is this the United States of America? Is this the nation that was founded on the principle that no person is above the law? And then you tell these young people, if you don't get involved right now in this election, they're going to be involved in your life for the rest of your frickin' life. And if Trump and Roberts and Alito and Gorsuch and Thomas and Leonard Leo and the Heritage Foundation, if they get a hold, there will be no government left. There will be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about. Well, the New York Times, Harvard Youth Poll, which is a pretty good, well-regarded thing, a guy named John Della Volpe. And very recently, they gave youngsters the 10, 15 most important issues. Clocking in at number 14 was student debt. You wouldn't know that if you read the press. Number 15 was the issue of Palestine. High on the list was abortion, was interest rates, was housing affordability, were all of these other things. You are being insufficiently served by the commentariat, and to some extent, you're being insufficiently served through Democratic messages. So my advice to tell these young people to get off and go vote, because you should vote like your entire future and the entire future of this United States depends on it, because quite frankly, it does. And that's not an exaggeration.
A student led revolution! A student led revolution! We want justice to say how!
How is it that students have perhaps unwittingly embraced the ideology of Hamas? I think it's because they have been trained and educated in an atmosphere where there really is only one truth. And that truth is that there are oppressors and there are oppressed. White Jewish Israelis, as they see it, are the oppressors. Non-white Arab Palestinians are the oppressed. And that's the end of the story. It's as if Israel's the last place where post-colonial theory can go to find oppressors and victims. And so it becomes a very simple matter. And the whole complicated history of those two people is erased.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
As you know, Americans don't assess the economy through the economic indicators and data that we all report on constantly. They assess it through how they feel about it. 34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy, so significantly lower than his overall job approval, 66% disapprove. And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor. I just want to note here that the economy is overwhelmingly the most important issue for voters. This is not insignificant. And so while there are a ton of other issues that we discuss, and even issues that the president performs worse on, the Israel-Hamas war, immigration, the economy is still front and center for people. So this is something you're going to hear Biden talk about day in and day out to try to boost those numbers up as well.
Really where this campaign is coming down to. So as the incumbent, the Biden administration has to explain to the American people why they deserve another 4 years.
That's always the case with the incumbent. But Keith does raise a good question.
He still didn't answer my question, though. What's Trump's position?
On inflation.
What's Trump's strategy? What's he going to do?
Well, this is exactly it. This is why. No. What I'm saying is this is exactly it. This is why the Biden administration needs to come out of the gate and explain it. I'm not here to represent the Trump campaign or to give you an explanation. What I'm here to do, I think, is to give you a little bit of sense of where these poll numbers, and as a political professional, give you a little sense of where, if I was running a campaign, I would continue to push. And as the Trump administration, I would continue to talk about the current administration and rely less on some of the other topics when the vast majority of Americans are concerned about the economy. And when you ask the American people, again, to the CNN numbers, which way, when looking at the economy, would you vote? And Trump wins 62-30% over Joe Biden. So
Keith,
this is where this is going to be fought.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 29 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And I want to thank Cameron and the great production team we have here at the War Room. Also, the team under Brother Parker Sieg in Denver, the Real America's Voice, for putting that right there is an encapsulation. It took 6-7 minutes. That is the best encapsulation of where actually we stand with all this in a really incredible, powerful weekend of breaking news, polls, things that are happening that are driving forward to this most historic of all elections. I want to start with Jack Posobiec. A lot going on overseas, too. Posobiec is there. Jack, first thing, the CPAC Hungary and then the Make Europe Great Again in Romania, two incredibly powerful, shows you the rise of the right throughout not just Europe but the world. Give me your assessment. You're in Spain today. Give me your assessment of where we are in all this.
Steve, what we're doing on this, and people need to understand this, movement is absolutely growing beyond borders, beyond connections that we've seen together. We're staying in front of the Museum of the Prado right here in Madrid, Spain. And we're putting together a new international alliance of anti-globalists. And it's ironic, of course, because we are America first. But that's why I want to join with the people who are England first and France first and Spain first and Romania first and Hungary first, because that's what a nationalist is. That's what a patriot is. And so coming to all of these places like Madrid here today, where they almost saw, we actually came very close to seeing the resignation of the socialist prime minister this morning. He said he was thinking about resigning, gave a huge press conference nationally, decided not to. He's under huge corruption from his wife's side. The right is having an upsurgence, and the right is having an upsurgence because the global left, the global communist left, has gone absolutely too far. People are sick of it, and you are seeing this breakout not just from the Patriots of America in 2024 with the polls, and CNN had the poll where Trump is up 9 when you split it out three ways. The RCP average, if you guys have that up, the battleground states, Trump is up in every single battleground state in the RCP average, including Nevada. And the people around the world, everyone I talk to, they say, Jack, they don't say, is Trump going to win? And this is what's so telling, Steve. You know what everyone says to me, Romania, Hungary, now here in Spain, they say to me, is Trump going to be allowed to win? That's the question that everyone is asking.
You know, when you say that, Jack, by the way, also the first minister, the anti-white, anti-Western, neo-Marxist first minister of Scotland was tossed out today. Also, when you ask about that, Jack, it's interesting because we're the rest of the show, or at least a big hunk of the morning before we get back to Ukraine with Ben Harnwell, is going to be talking about this vast criminal conspiracy that's trying to roll up Trump supporters and President Trump, whether it's in New York courtroom or at the Supreme Court. Julie Kelly's going to be on at 5 o'clock today with her new breaking news. So they're using extra democracy methods, brother, to try to thwart Trump in his movement. Your observations on how they're really fighting.
Well, Steve, you know, it's actually funny because when I was over in Romania, when we were over in Eastern Europe, all the guys over there, they said, brother, we've seen this one a million times. We've seen this back in the 1980s. We saw this back when communism, keep in mind that that part of Eastern Europe used to be behind the Iron Curtain. That was the place where communism ruled the roost for years. At the end of World War II, when FDR, or prior to the end of World War II, FDR goes to Stalin at Yalta. And they go meet out there with all of the communists in the State Department, the communist spies and infiltrators that were there at Yalta. And they said, we are going to allow you to have first Eastern Europe, and then we're going to allow you to have China. So China is going to go communist. Eastern Europe is going to go communist. That was the crooked deal that FDR made at Yalta with Stalin, to allow half the world to go communist. Then all the people of Romania and the people of Hungary had to throw off communism multiple times. And in those cases, Steve, they learned more than anyone that your freedom cannot be given to you. Your freedom must be taken. Your freedom must be achieved and won. And that's what the message that I have to bring back to the Patriots are his. And as you say every single day, do you think they're just going to hand you your country back? Do you think they're just going to let you have your country back? No, you have to be fighting on all fronts with a full spectrum assault. And so I know these polls are good. The polls are good. Look, this is not a political fight we are in now. This is an opportunistic and operational fight that we're in with the left, because we've already won on politics. We've already won when it comes to the issues. We've already won when it comes to the message. The people already stand with us. The point is, we have a crooked regime that's in the way.
Jack, real quick, I'm going to hold you through the break. Real quickly, just tell me why the theme of the book, Unhuman, which is going to be released on July 4th, and you're going to be a major player at the RNC convention. We're going to do a big event there for the book. Tell me why the book right now, you got 30 seconds before I go to break. Why is this book more timely than ever?
Because Unhumans is about how we defeat the unhumans, when we defeat the regimes that take over and feast upon our societies and our cultures, how we defeat them, how we get rid of them. And that's why we've come here to Spain, of course, to learn from the people who have gone before us in this fight.
Okay, we're going to come back to Jack. He's live in Madrid this morning. Unhumans, because Jack Posobiec just said something quite profound. This is now beyond politics. We're winning on the politics. It's quite evident. If you look at the crosstabs in these polls, it's absolutely a full blowout. But if you look at the way they're fighting, and number one is the vast criminal conspiracy, of which the House will not, and you saw Maria Bartiromo just blow up Jim Jordan yesterday, the House will not press forward on the investigation of this criminal, this vast criminal conspiracy against Trump and MAGA. In addition, and I'll be talking about this throughout the week, you can see now from the moves that Mark Elias are making, they have no intention of conceding after Trump has a massive blowout on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of November. They're going to fight this one now all the way to the electors, all the way to December 14th. And then, according to Jamie Raskin, if they win even with one seat majority in the House, they're going to refuse to seat Trump. Listen to Andrew Weissman. He's telling you right now, they think it's the end of democracy. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I'm going to go back to Madrid and post. I want the team to get ready. I'm going to play that. I want to play this Atlantic cut we have from the Atlantic magazine writer about the what's really happening on these college campuses. Yesterday at Harvard, Jack, they took down the at Harvard, you have the statue of John Harvard when it was founded as a religious college. But in back in the building right in back, they always have an American flag over his head. They took it down yesterday in Harvard Yard and replaced it with the flag of Hezbollah. That is the Persian Lebanese militia that is now starting this, which I think is going to be a major conflict in Lebanon and northern Israel. Jack, as you know, this revolt on the college campuses is not about Jews. It's not about Israel. It's anti-white, it's anti-colonizers, it's anti-oppressors. This is about the United States of America. And that's why this is so absolutely, has to be put down, it has to be put down hard. Right now, there's too many people backing off, too many people whimpering about it, and will not address this head on. Jack, you know it's winning when Netanyahu is waiting for college to let out. You see, there's no IDF in, down with the Hamas Muslim Brotherhood combat brigades in Rafah. There's none in Judea or Samaria. They are in stand down because the information war on American campuses is winning. Jack Vasovic.
Well, Steve, it's very clear that what's going on these campuses isn't necessarily targeting Hamas. It's not targeting Israel. It's not focusing. They're using the Israel and Hamas template. They're using this story and the momentum behind this story to stress test networks ahead of the 2024 election. The networks that you see on the ground right now, the communist, leftist, far radical networks that we see on the ground are the same ones that we saw in 2020. But of course, the same way that 2020 took a little while to get kicked off, that's what you're seeing. So you're seeing these Antifa networks, you're seeing BLM types now getting involved. Again, this is a stress test of the network before the election. They are simply using Israel Hamas as a convenient tool for that.
Make the connection between the Summer of Love and George Floyd. And that didn't if people think that just happened spontaneously, that was all pre-planned. You could tell how organized it was. Jack, make the connection between the Summer of Love and what's happening now on the college campuses with the same groups of folks.
It's the same exact thing, Steve. They keep arresting people over and over again and saying, wait a minute. Every time they arrest a new collection of them, they say, these guys aren't students at all. these guys, and that's why they keep putting out the call for students, because the people actually leading these aren't, in fact, students. And we see this in the arrests. We see it time and time again, and I've been monitoring all these reports. We're still doing post-millennials, still doing the human event. Work don't stop just because you're overseas. So we've been monitoring the reports, and every single time it says that the leaders were by and large not students. And then you get these videos. Why are you even here? They say, oh, I heard there's something going on at NYU. I was at Columbia and I moved to NYU. Listen to that very carefully. I was at Columbia and then I moved to NYU. That person isn't a student at either of these campuses. That person is a professional protester that's being sent among campuses to aid in these marches and to build these camps. These people are not necessarily, not, certainly students are involved, but people have to understand that what we're seeing here is the network building the same way that we saw in 2020. This is an operation, global influence operation, because it's happening in Europe. It's even happening in parts of Australia. So we already know that these networks are being put together and they're certainly being stress test now. This is a practice run for what's going to happen later in this fall as Trump begins to do his rallies around the country, as patriots begin to organize, as the early voting ballot initiatives start to get going. That's why they've arrested Tyler Boyer over at Turning Point Action. That's why they've charged him. That's why they're going after all of them. Look, you can see the left starting to build up its momentum as we get closer and closer to Election Day. That's why they're doing this in the spring. They're getting it going before the summer. And they're waiting, by the way, they're waiting for another George Floyd influence or situation to get all of the BLM networks on board as well. That's the last piece they really need before we start to see. Look, cities are going to burn this year. Cities are going to burn, and everyone needs to be prepared for this.
When you talk about we're in a extra political environment, because folks, the polls show you, if the American people could just go vote and it'd be a free and fair election, as I keep telling folks, 2/3 of the nation is MAGA, and people laugh. Oh yeah, well look at the numbers that are coming out in CNN. Over 60%, was it 60% think Biden's administration is a failure? 70% hate what he's doing in the economy. Give me your theory of the case. When you say it's extra political, what do you mean by that?
Of course it's extra political, because this has moved beyond politics. We see the lawfare take place. Look, let's not beat around the bush. President Trump has been removed from the campaign trail by force. He has been removed from the campaign trail by force. That's why he wasn't in Pennsylvania last week. That's why he's not barnstorming the country right now. He's removed by force, by the power of government, by the power of the Democrats in the state. Matthew Colangelo, the direct link to the Biden administration, is right there in his face, delivering the opening statement, talking about this every day. That's why it's gone extra political, because they're already using extra political methods. They're using the legal system. They're using the judicial system. That's why, think about all the fronts that President Trump is fighting on right now. He's fighting on the financial front. He's fighting on the economic front. He's fighting on the social front. He's even fighting in multiple cases across multiple jurisdictions on this. It's full spectrum warfare against Donald Trump and MAGA supporters right now. And this is why everyone must be prepared, because this is only the beginning. This is going to escalate as we get closer and closer to November. People need to be ready and be prepared for what is going to be unleashed, because the Democrats, and the, really not just even the Democrats, but the powerful, the ruling class, understands that this is the last stand of either them or Donald Trump. And Donald Trump understands this as well. For him, it's existential. It's either win or go to jail. For the regime, it's existential as well. And we are going to make sure that they know that when Donald Trump wins, and when we have such a commanding victory in every single field of battle, and yes, we have to fight all of them, even early voting, we're going to win on all of them. And then Donald Trump is going to come in and smash this crooked regime forever.
Last night we did a trial run. We streamed the CNN special by that Irish guy who was up at our Gladiator School. He was with the Constitutional Sheriffs, but it's about misinformation. Of course, they had the standard tropes up there. About a third of our audience couldn't take it. I mean, they literally melted down. Why are you doing this? We're doing it as a trial run to let you understand how they're trying to maneuver this, that you're not American. And in fact, what they focused on, Jack, was Christian
exposure
nationalism.
Therapy.
Exposure therapy. So they focus on Christian nationalism. I want you, you're in Madrid today, and part of Unhumans, what you're working on, is about Spain. Now, if memory serves me correctly, at the end of World War II, Italy was destroyed, Monte Cassino was destroyed, you had France destroyed, huge parts of it, Germany bombed back to the Stone Age, parts of London destroyed, a war of attrition at the end with what the Russian army, Red Army, was doing coming from the east. One nation, one significant nation in all of Europe didn't have any destruction, didn't participate in any way, and that was Spain. Why was that, Jack Posobiec? Why did Spain not get sucked into World War II and destroyed like the other nations of Europe?
So the original plan was for Spain to come into World War II on the side of the communists, on the side of the Soviet Union, and then fight Hitler's armies across France, and then link up and be the communist front against. So the Iron Curtain wasn't supposed to be an Iron Curtain. The original communist plan was for the Red Army to push across from the east, and then a new communist Spanish army to push across from the west, push across from the Iberian Peninsula. They hoped that they would be able to take out Hitler and the Axis powers, and that communism would rule Europe. That was the plan originally for the Soviet Union. However, there was a brave Spanish patriot, a brave Spanish nationalist, and a devout Catholic, also a military general here in Spain by the name of Francisco Franco. And Francisco Franco rose up after the communists took over Spain, saw what the communists were doing in 1936, and led the military to take back Spain and save Spain from falling to communism. And then in 1939, when he saw the war kick off, he said, I will not get Spain involved in this. I will not allow Spain to be involved in another conflict here on the continent of Europe, because Spain had suffered so much through the Napoleonic Wars, through so many the wars with England, their wars with France. They said no more. And so they stayed out of the war. And that is why Madrid never had to be rebuilt. That's why Barcelona never had to be rebuilt. You never saw any of this because Spain stayed out of that horrific conflict.
But by the way, every time I come on the TV, every time you listen to mainstream media, Franco is a monster. Franco is like a mini Hitler. Franco was the prototype for Mussolini and the other fascists in Europe. What say you, sir?
There's no question. There's no question that Franco was forced to do terrible things to the communists in order to defend his nation, in order to defend. Remember, Steve, they will say those things about Franco, but they will never tell you about who he was fighting. They will never tell you about the mass rapes of nuns that were going on in the altars of churches across Spain. They'll never tell you about the mass killing of priests that was going on. They'll never tell you about what was happening with the land reform and the collective reform where they were. This is before Mao. This is before Chairman Mao takes power in China. This is when the Bolsheviks had just taken power about 20 years prior in Russia. And now they were expanding the revolution out into Spain, and they were slaughtering people in the streets, putting up and by the way, the sickness that you'd see at, beautiful churches behind me here in Madrid, beautiful cathedral. This isn't even the largest cathedral in Madrid. There's so many. They're all over the place. They were taking the bodies of nuns, the communists, and putting them on display as an act of as a show of force, as a show of power, and a show of full on apostasy against the religious, full on apostasy against spirituality. And they were saying that our reason, our atheism, is now going to rule the day. And so this was the situation that Franco and his generals responded to when they led the revolution against the communists and saved Spain from a much, much more gruesome fate. Because had the communists taken over, they would have slaughtered 10 times as many people. And then they would have gone into the war on the communist side.
Jack Posobiec, how do we get to all your content, including Unhumans? It comes out on 4th of July. Jack will be at the RNC. We'll have a big blowout release there. Where do people go, sir?
The big spot to go right now, we've established unhumansbook.com. Go to unhumansbook.com to get all the info on the event, all the info on what's coming on in Detroit.
Enjoy Human Events Daily. Jack Posobiec, his Twitter feed, all of it from beautiful Madrid. That was kept at peace by General Franco. Short break. We're going to go to Arizona next. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets. They're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trump and the Republican Party are going to take advantage of anything that appears like chaos or an indulgence of chaos on the part of Democrats. So I think what we're seeing now on campus is probably a prelude to what we're going to see in Chicago, where the Democrats are going to have their convention again, I think for the first time since 68, as if they just couldn't resist returning to the scene of the crime this summer. And I don't think it's going to be a scene that will help them to show that Joe Biden's in control of the country. And that's sort of been a recurring Republican attack, that he is, that the country and the world are out of control and he's too old and feeble to keep them under control. Can I say one thing about the demonstrators, which is I think they properly were horrified by the number of deaths of civilians in Gaza. And when they called for a ceasefire and peace, they seem to be calling for an end to this suffering. But that has shifted to calling for an end to Zionism, which is essentially an end to Israel. And in Arabic, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, is actually Palestine shall be Arab. I don't know if the students know that, but it's a call for the elimination of Israel. How is it that students have perhaps unwittingly embraced the ideology of Hamas? I think it's because they have been trained and educated in an atmosphere where there really is only one truth. And that truth is that there are oppressors and there are oppressed. White Jewish Israelis, as they see it, are the oppressors. Non-white Arab Palestinians are the oppressed. And that's the end of the story. It's as if Israel's the last place where post-colonial theory can go to find oppressors and victims. And so it becomes a very simple matter. And the whole complicated history of those two people is erased.
Okay, that is not a conservative writer. And that is not somebody that is a Trump fan. And that is not somebody that is MAGA. But there was a lot of truth there, except for the fact that it's the United States of America that they're coming for. Okay, this is the great colonizer. This is the great oppressor. You're going to see it all, and it's coming, and it's going to come hard. Remember, the difference in 68 is important. 68, yeah, it was out of control in Chicago. The Vietnam War protesters came, but they weren't protesting the war. They were protesting the draft. They were afraid about going serving their country and getting their ass shot off. As soon as the draft went away, the big violent protest went away. And eventually, when Nixon was thrown out and he had to post Watergate House, what did the first thing they do? They not only abandoned the good folks of South Vietnam, they've abandoned all of Southeast Asia. I think there was 25 or 30 million people murdered by Pol Pot, by the Vietnamese communists, by other communists in Southeast Asia. You know why? The Democratic Party that took over is inherently racist. They didn't think their lives mattered, right? After the commitment we made, and I'm not arguing that was a smart commitment to make at the time, but it kind of is what it is. When they cut and ran, that protest in Chicago was about the draft, not about the Vietnamese people. They didn't care about people in Hanoi, all that whining, oh, the bombs and mines, all those. Where were those people later? Where were they when Pol Pot in Cambodia? Where were they when all these murderous dictators took over in Southeast Asia and had a Holocaust worse than Hitler's? Where were all they? They were nowhere. They were absolutely nowhere. They were fine with it as long as it wasn't them. This year in Chicago, I think, is going to be far worse. And you know why? They're coming for the United States of America. This is not about a draft. And it's not that they're shocked about the deaths in Gaza. Those lives don't matter to them. This is, you're paying for, I think, the sins of the donor class and the sins of the wealthy. There's a map. I haven't done it yet, but I'll put it together, and hopefully I'll do it for the afternoon show We have Natalie Winters coming up about how this is all funded this afternoon. And also Julie Kelly is going to join us about this vast conspiracy she's been working on. It's quite brilliant. But I'm going to show you that. I put out a map of the United States. If you look at the map of the United States broken down by county, it's virtually all red, for except a little pockets of blue. Those pockets of blue around a little bit around the coast, but essentially around the big urban areas and university towns like University of Texas at Austin or Madison, Wisconsin, or Ann Arbor, Michigan. Big metropolitan areas and that. The rest of the country's red. And then you lay on top of it. Axios did a, and I had it up on Getter for everybody who follows me on Getter. Axios had the, laid on top of a map of the United States where the protests are most intense. And guess where? It's the Acela Corridor. It's from Boston through New Haven to New York City, down to Philadelphia, through Baltimore to the Capitol in Washington. And it is like 10x the rest of the country. Because this is the power elite, this is the ruling class of this nation, is the Acela Corridor, where the Amtrak train goes, where Joe Biden would go home every day. That is where this revolution is being financed by. Because you know why? And their big fear. Look at the CNN last night, the big fear, Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism. This is their big fear. The only thing that's going to save this nation is to get back to the founding underlying tenets of Christianity. Full stop. If we don't embrace that, if we don't embrace our heritage of the Judeo-Christian West and embrace the precepts of Christianity, this nation will fail. And they know that. That's why this is extra political. We're going to have Liz Harrington's written a brilliant piece. She's just back with us now as one of our senior people from the Trump campaign. Christina Bob's going to join us. But you have to remember is that they can't win on the politics. They couldn't win in 2020 on the politics. If you have to actually have democracy, which are people voting in those ballots by U.S. citizens that are certifiable or counted and counted appropriately, chain of custody and all that, they can't beat us, and they know that. They will go through. That's why in 2020, what do you think the summer of love, using COVID, all of it, the mail-in ballots, come on. They can't beat Trump. They can't beat MAGA. They can't beat the American people. Mano a mano, it's not even close. Don't take it from me. Look at the long faces over at CNN this weekend. Look at the long face. This is a blowout when you actually look at the crosstabs. It's a blowout. The American people hate Biden, and they hate what's going on. And the traditional coalition of young people, you see Jim Carville in that cold open mocking the young people, the traditional coalition of young people, African-Americans, Hispanics, not there. They're either not going to vote, or if they do go vote, they're going to vote for Trump. That's why this is going extra political right now. Also, if you look at what's happening, you got to look at Mark Elias and these guys. This is why I said it this morning on John Frederick's radio show, I think, and I said it again on Sid Rosenberg's. I do some morning hits on Monday. Don't think that with President Trump in a blowout lead on the evening of 5 November, they're just going to call this and the Democrat and Biden's going to concede. No. You can already see why Mark Elias is doing with Lawfare that they're going to gum up the works here. So that this thing will not be called or determined until the electors are at the state capitals on the 14th of December. Take your number two pencil out and write that down right now. That the this election and the rechristening of the third Trump victory in the second term will not happen until after January 6th. They're going to fight this all the way to the electors are named, the electors are put forward on 14 December in the state capitals. And then if Jamie Raskin, he's telling you this, if they take the House by even one member, and right now up in New York State, those five or six seats is where they think this will be decided. If they take it by one member, Jamie Raskin's told you, they don't care about the Supreme Court. They don't care about the 9-0 Supreme Court decision about Colorado. They will not seat President Trump. The House of Representatives will not seat President Trump because they'll say he's guilty of insurrection, and because of the law, they can't do that. This is the early voting is going to start in October, and we're not going to have a winner deemed until 14 December because it's not about politics. This is beyond politics. This is a show of force of those that love this republic and want to bequeath this constitutional republic to future generations, and those that hate it. And I say hate it. Look at President Trump in the dock up in New York, where they think they've got him trapped. But look at Arizona, what just happened in Arizona. Let's bring in Liz Harrington. She's written a brilliant piece. We're going to get it up here momentarily on the War Room. But Liz, I want you to set the table. I got Christina Bob, who's deep into this. Tell me about your piece, the title of it, and why is this applied? What's happening in Arizona? Why is it so important and so, quite frankly, disturbing?
Well, it is. It's called Arresting Your Political Opposition in the Name of Democracy, quote unquote. And it's funny, Steve, because this keeps happening. These people, they get in front of the cameras and they say, I can't stand idly by. I have to protect democracy by arresting the top political opponent's top election integrity lawyer in the middle of a presidential election. That's how you're going to protect democracy. You can't let democracy be undermined by arresting your political opponents for the last election that you stole. It's unbelievable. This Chris Mays, you have to go back and look at her statement she made. It's about a minute and a half, detailing why she just had to, you know, 4 years after the fact, had to arrest her political opponents and lawyers of the political opposition on non-crimes in order to save democracy, because, of course, Steve, they are trying to keep their unjust power. I detail in this piece all the ways that one thing she said that was accurate, Steve, she said justice demands an answer for how 2020 was subverted. The only thing she got wrong is it was her side that was doing the subverting. It was her, the Democrats, and the rhinos in the Maricopa County Recorder's Office who undermined that election. And I detail all just the bullet points of just a few examples about how the election does demand justice.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference in the two political parties, in the two ways of governance. We have full power in the House of Representatives, and we've had 18 months, you know, coming up on 2 years, 20 months. And Maria Bartiromo, who is as big a cheer, and she's great. I love her. She's particularly being over at Murdoch News. She does such an amazing job. And she's upbeat, enthusiastic, and she's the biggest cheerleader for the House Republicans you're ever going to have. And she went off on Jim Jordan yesterday because they've done nothing on these investigations, nothing. And finally, she'd had enough of the answers, just the gobbledygook, and she went off on Jim Jordan. In Arizona, the woman who is the attorney general is still not the official. She's up by 208 votes. Let me repeat that. 208 votes over Abe Hamadeh. Two years. There's 9,000 ballots that the courts refused to allow to be counted that would break 80-20 for Abe Hamadeh. Even at 208 votes with of millions cast, she comes out about 100 days before the primary in Arizona and drops the hammer and indicts 18 people, including a bunch of close Trump associates. We'll have Christina Bob up here in a minute. And multiple felonies that are decades in prison are costing millions of dollars. That's called smash mouth. That's how the Bolsheviks ran. That's how the Nazis ran. That's how Mao and the Red Chinese ran. They will come in and bang you right in the face and dare you to do anything about it. And the problem with the Republicans, they've been so gutless, they curl up in a corner. Oh, please. Oh, please. Right now, this is what Posobiec's talking about. This is not about politics. They're going to use every piece of power and every instrument of the state to not defeat you at the polls, but to crush you otherwise. And it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And for those that want to save their country, this is a clarion call. You need to step up to the plate now, because the Sunshine Patriots and Summer Soldiers that Thomas Paine warned us about in the Revolution, it's here today in 2024. You have a lot of people. This is just too hard. Short break. Back in a moment. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. By the way, times of turbulence, it's only going to get more turbulent. The election from early voting, from the earliest days of early voting and the ballot chasing and ballot harvesting, all that, which will take place 6 weeks beforehand, to December 14th at the where the electors are elected at the state capitals, to Jamie Raskin. And for the crew out there in the audience, I mean, War Room Posse, you're the elite of the elite. You're the tip of the tip of the spear, right? You're special forces in all this. So people in there want, oh, why are we going to do a motion to vacate now? Because it is impossible. Do not buy 1 second of the establishment saying, oh, you can't do this because Hakeem Jeffries is mathematically impossible. Hakeem Jeffries is not going to be if we do motion to vacate. And if some Republicans quit, then you've unmasked them and you can always pull it back. Okay, so that's not going to happen. I'm talking about Jamie Raskin, them winning these seats in New York and actually taking a one-seat majority on January 6th. And stop with the, oh, Hakeem Jeffries is going to do it. You're just repeating Karl Rove's and Newt Gingrich's talking points. If you want to do that, then go over to Fox and listen to it all day long. Number two, last night, the Donny O'Sullivan, the nasty, edgy Mick, and we found out last night he's actually an American citizen because of his mother. We did that because they were there at the Gladiator School. Now, we weren't included in the constitutional sheriffs. That may be later. But it's to show you how they're rolling this out to low-information voters, where MAGA are the bad guys. MAGA are the liars. And what the drumbeat is that we are lying about 2020. Let me just be brutally frank. Trump won in 2020. And now the majority of the American people agree with this. That's what's freaking them out. CNN, they made this over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months. But the shocking poll that came out yesterday from the CNN pollsters is what has them such shock. And now you're going to see this every day, the information warfare, that MAGA are liars and MAGA are proto-fascist. Because they understand, they get the math. We can outvote them. That's what democracy is about. We have the votes. And we have the votes from some of their core constituencies. So therefore, they can't admit that that can happen. They can't admit that President Trump can actually lead that movement. They can't admit that two-thirds of the nation are MAGA. They're not just going to give up control of this country. So what do? Information warfare. And what was the beating heart of Donny O'Sullivan's? What was the beating heart of that special? Wait for it. Christian nationalism. When they went to the church and they had the preachers, this is the most dangerous thing in the country. This is the most dangerous thing in the country. This is the most dangerous thing in the country. They go out of the way about how we were not founded on the principles of the Judeo-Christian West. That is the same. That is the information warfare part of what's happening on the campus up at Columbia in northern Manhattan on the island. And that is exactly what's happened with the Marxists in lower Manhattan at the trial. That's exactly what's happening with the neo-Marxists out in Arizona. It's all of a piece. And you have to understand this is not simply about politics as you've been raised. This is why what these kids are taught in these classrooms every day, from the time they're in kindergarten, the grooming that takes place. This is why Moms for Liberty was created. Moms for America was created. This is why the school board fights so important, because people are now understanding how their kids are being poisoned, how the propaganda is forming their children. Because why? The neo-Marxists and the Marxists always go after the traditional family. And they always, their number one thing is to weaponize the children against the parents. What was the struggle sessions in Mao's Cultural Revolution? What are the get rid of the four olds, which are all the traditions? This is a Marxist, neo-Marxist revolt in this country, financed by your tax dollars, oh, and a bunch of donors who are now sitting there going, oh, this is terrible. We didn't know this would happen. Well, hey, you underwrote it. Once again, even the agitators and the kids, they're not the problem. As bad as it is, they're a symptom of a deeper problem. And that deeper problem is the intelligentsia, or the credentialed class, right? Is the apparatchiks for the ruling class money in this country. That is the fight, and a populist nationalist uprising of people called the deplorables is unacceptable to them. And why is Trump now, why has Trump got 700 years in prison on all these, on a criminal conspiracy to destroy this movement and to start with him? Because they understand Donald J. Trump is an armor-piercing shell, okay? He's an armor-piercing shell, and they must destroy him. And in destroying him, they got to destroy a lot of other people, too, around him, starting with Rudy Giuliani, who will be up here, and Christina Bob, and Boris Epstein, and Peter Navarro. Is Peter Navarro not rotting in a federal prison right now for the crime of standing up to Nancy Pelosi? And, oh, by the way, when Maria Bartiromo was blowing up Jim Jordan, is that you haven't done anything on your investigations? Where's the real J6 investigation? What has Johnson done? McCarthy and Johnson, with a stroke of pen, could have gotten Peter Navarro. It would really reset all of January 6th, and we could have gotten to the bottom of the Fed's erection. We could have gotten to the bottom of why Trump called for the National Guard and didn't happen. We could have gotten to the bottom of what really happened with the FBI. We could have gotten to the bottom of what DOJ was doing. Because at the end of the day, that's the beating heart of this. There is a vast criminal conspiracy to thwart Donald Trump and MAGA. Why? Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Because they can't beat us at the ballot box. We are the true democracy movement because we've got the votes. They didn't beat him in 2020. They stole it in 2020. And they're not going to beat him at the ballot box now. They've got two things to do. They're either going to win by lawfare, right? They're going to win by lawfare. But you even see with the whining of Andrew Weissman, they realize that's collapsing at the Supreme Court. And quite frankly, this bogus case in New York is not getting any traction legally. Not being able to stop it there, then they're going to go to their next line of defense, because they have defense in depth. The next line of defense is Mark Elias and all the madness he's going to have. And trust me, they're laying traps all the time. Plus, they're going to handcuff Trump when he does win and does take office. You've seen this in all the different, whether it's against Russia, whether it's negotiating with NATO, anything. They're going to try to handcuff Trump so he can't actually govern. This is why it's extra political. And this is why the War Room Posse, you're the tip of the tip of the tip of the spear. The entire republic is in the balance on the shoulders of Donald Trump, his closest people around him, and this audience. A modern day holy war. Yes, it is. Short commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off. if you pay it off at all. Done With Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.